Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Akmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 27th of May. Starting off with Cat and I Innovation, where we've had a higher low put in above the gap there, which was left last month. So that's a bullish sign. Also, an end of day close above the rising 50-day line at 1.89, a plus 0.2. Probably want to see an end-of-day close through 3 pence, effectively the right-hand shoulder of this rise and fall that we've had over the last couple of months. So end-of-day close above 3 pence, probably initially pointing the shares at 6 to 7 pence. Big target here if we can get through the 10-pence zone up to 22 pence, but obviously that is a long way away at the moment. Stop loss at this stage back below the 50-day line, so that's a sub 1.8 pence. Onto a stock which has also given us quite a rocky ride, Big Dish. Here you can see that shares just pushing ahead now. I probably got the mid-May 1.5 pence resistance to break through on an end-of-day close basis. But the good news here is that we've stayed above the 50-day line at 1.26. and also previous support on the way down at 1.2. So while that's the case, then we are in a recovery mode. Initial target here back towards the top of that trend channel from March at 2.5 pence while we hold above 1.2 pence. Hive, a good looking chart here today in terms of the latest breakout that we've got here with out of this triangle. At 15 pence, that was also support on the way down. So above 15 pence, looking to the top of that broadening triangle, as high as 40 pence over the next month or so. End of week close above the 50-day line at 20 pence would be the, a decent start on a potential move to the upside. Stock, which has not been kind to its shareholders historically, but maybe coming back now, is Inspirit Energy. Here you can see that we've broken that top of that triangle from January at 0.03 pence. Above that, looking for a top of January trend channel target as high as 0.1 pence, which sounds obviously rather optimistic at the moment. First stage in that would be an end of day close or a weekly close above the 200-day line at 0.04 pence. Another stock which is in recovery mode at the moment comes in the form of International Personal Finance. Broken above the 20-day line at 40 pence today, which is a reasonably good start. Initial target here up to 52, which is the mid-May resistance, and then after that, hopefully the W of a W-shaped reversal at 66 pence, the target there over the next couple of weeks. After that, obviously, we can decide where we think the shares may head up to. iNexus is next, and here you can see that the shares have had a decent battle with the 50-day moving average at 4.36 pence. Above that, and we're looking for potentially a retest of mid-May resistance at 9 pence. Probably you want to see an end-of-day close above the 20-day line. That's just around the 5.8, 5.9 pence level today, just to give some comfort that the stock is finally on its way. RSI above neutral 50 provides positive momentum there. Interesting, there was a bit of a shakeout before today's rally in Lansdowne Oil and Gas. The shares, though, held the gap down to 55 pence. And while we're above that, looking for further upside. End of day close above the 200-day moving average at 0.8 pence would be the right destination for the shares to head up to. And looking for best case scenario target here as high as 1.4 pence over the next couple of months once and if we break that 200-day line. Stop loss at this stage back below 0.6 pence. Star of the morning so far is Omega Diagnostics. I covered this in the pharma update at the weekend, which is just as well because obviously the shares have flown since then. It was a bit of a iffy situation at that point because we had to consolidate in such a tight range. But the break today of the 56, 57 pence level, pretty good signal. And while we hold above the previous peak at 69 pence, looking for a pound here, which I note that somebody else has spotted with their charting methods on Twitter. Big target here, just to cheer people up who are obviously quite excited about this situation. That April resistance line projection at 150, so break of 100 up to 150. And that target, or those targets, valid while we hold above the 60 to 65 pence trading band. Another stock which is looking rather strong at the moment is Powerhouse Energy. We covered this quite a few times before, but the latest break above that old 1.8 pence high gives the stock a new dimension in terms of the upside, looking for a top of December price channel target as high as around the 3.5 pence level. The 20-day moving average at 1.73, a good trading stop at the moment. Wanted to look at plant healthcare rather. Here we've had a gap through the 200-day moving average at 8 pence. While we're above that, we've got an island reversal, which is normally a pretty strong formation, and that could take the shares up towards 18 pence. Probably the best way, though, to play this is to wait for any dips towards the 8 pence area to improve the risk reward on it. Early back below 6 pence really kills the recovery argument. Finishing off with Upland Resources, which has been a difficult situation for the bulls over the recent past, but we have broken out of this triangle and broken above the 50-day moving average at 0.6 pence. While we hold above 0.6, looking for at least a retest of the main 0.9 pence resistance of the last couple of months, but the big target here on a weekly close above 0.9 would be 1.6 pence. So perhaps that also cheers up long-suffering bulls of that stock. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.